Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. Good to see you. We're coming in live with raspy voices from across the United States of America, reaching out. Reaching out to all our followers and listeners throughout the world. Good to have you. Good to see you. Welcome aboard. It is October. We're welcoming October. Hello, October. Good to see ya. And it's good to have everybody here. This is like school. You know, this is like school. And our teacher, our professor today, is out on special assignment. So we've got a substitute teacher coming in to fill in for her today. Miss Shannon.
Coming in. Hello, hello. Good morning, morning.
Hey,
glad
Eric,
to be here.
You know, I was thinking, Shannon, it's like, you know, the teacher, the regular teacher's out, she's gone. So, you know, the students are coming in, they're waiting for the teacher, and then the principal comes in and goes, look, we have a substitute today. Here's Miss Shannon. Miss Shannon is going to be your substitute. And you come in, you're dressed like Harper Valley PTA lady, you know, short skirt, big boot, tall boots. You know, the class is going, yeah. It's good to see everybody. Welcome aboard. All you guys coming over from Ralph's show. Thanks for joining us. Ralph was he was playing some old Motown tunes this morning, man. It was awesome. Good times. Good times. Speaking of music, I'm going to go a little quiet here. Talk among yourselves. I'm going to go share the show, and I can't do two things at one time. Yeah. So I will be right back. Take it away, guys.
Welcome to Monday, October 3rd, 2022, ladies and gentlemen. And like the old man would say, if you're new here and haven't already done so, hit that follow or subscribe button, and you'll get notifications when this show goes live every Monday through Friday here on Podbean and when new content is published.
Sorry, I'm sharing the show myself. So, how's everybody today? How are you, Eric? Good morning.
I'm doing good, Shannon. And
good.
And you as well, Russ.
Yeah, I heard you were cutting it up on coffee with RW over there, Russell, with Mr. A. Word gets around quick, huh?
It's good to see everybody here. Yeah.
And of course, and Mr. A says he's not too enthused about celebrating his birthday on Thursday, but I think he's being a party pooper. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Eric, I thought Mr. A's birthday was the 4th.
I thought so too, but he corrected us on that.
Oh, okay. All right. So it is the 6th. Yeah. Hey, Ralph.
Well, and I think him and Poe shared the same birthday, I presume. But Poe would have to clarify it just to be sure.
Right. Hey, and speaking of Poe, those of you that follow her and know her, Poe is requesting that instead of gifts and all that stuff, that you would donate to a charity that she has posted. You'd have to go to her Facebook page, and I think that's where it's at. Go to holyshift.com. Yeah. Go to the Holy Shift Facebook page and check out the donation request that Poe has for that charity. It's dear to her heart, and she's asking that people would just maybe donate $5 to, you know, here or there, a couple of bucks here or there, just to help her. She's got a goal set that she's trying to reach for that charity. So let's help her out. Let's help Poe out. Let's go over there and make a little donation and help her reach her goal. Yeah, just give her a hand, you know, give her a try.
She's a good woman. I really
she
like
is.
Her.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to mention birthdays, one of our own is his birthday week this week, Mr. Yeah. Eric, Podfather himself.
Eric, yay. He's on the 8th. Yay. His birthday's on the 8th, and we'll make sure that we, well, it's probably going to be a week-long celebration for Eric. We're always going to talk about Eric's birthday today. This week,
every day.
Welcome, Ralph. Welcome, Gaia. Welcome, Underground Shuffle guys. Good to see you. Just good, yeah. Nuggets all around. Yeah, you betcha. Nuggets all around. So, yeah, Russ was sharing an accident he got into, and, you know, it was fun listening to Russ. I got to say, it was fun listening to you and Mr. A talk about that little wreck you had. I mean, that wasn't no little wreck. That was pretty nasty. But, you know, the funny thing about it is because Russ was saying that, you know, he had this wreck, this car, nasty car wreck, and people didn't really believe, you know, hardly believe the details to it. But you know what? I'm 69 years old. I've heard about wrecks and seen wrecks that people have. You'd look at their car and the things are totally demolished and they're walking out, not a scratch on them. So I believe your story, Russ. I believe you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I'm looking for the damn I'm looking for the police report now just so I can send it to him.
That was this weekend? That was recently?
That was back in 2007.
Oh, okay. I believe you too. I've been through a windshield of the car and only had a scratch. Yeah. And the whole front end smashed, yeah. Somebody up there was looking out for me, so.
I'm here to shout, you know, weirder things have happened. You know, hi, Sam, I am. Good to see you. Yeah, it's just, it happens. You know, it just happens. You just, yeah, somebody's hands on you. You know, that's all I can
say. That's right. Wasn't my time. Somebody's hands
on you. Yeah, yeah. And then on the same token, you take somebody like in NASCAR. Who was the guy that the NASCAR? I can't real famous NASCAR driver.
Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt. Yeah, he gets in. He gets into what I saw that race that he died in. You know, I saw that race. And I'm going. You know, that was to me. That was like a little minor bump. You know, it wasn't that bad of a crash for a NASCAR because those guys are built. They're in those big. Crash cages, roll cages, you know, they're protected and all this and that. And as far as NASCAR crashes are concerned, that was pretty minor, I thought. Pretty minor. And then to hear that he died in it, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. You're kidding.
He hit it just right that it snapped his neck. Yeah. So that's what happened.
Right. Well, see, my whole point is, you know, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You know, and when it's not, you can survive anything. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Oh, Sam I am says his restraint failed. Yeah. But anyway, Russ came out unscathed outside of maybe some minor injuries. So we're glad. We're glad because we need our Russ. We need our Russ here. Yeah. Yeah. Good times. Good times.
I ain't been in a wreck in a long time. That's probably the last wreck I was in.
I've never been in a big wreck. I mean, I've been in some fender benders. I've been in some fender benders and that kind of stuff, but never in something that just wipes out half your car. You know, I've never been in anything like that. Yeah. Hey, I want to mention something. You know, we haven't said it in a long time, but you know, we here at the Old Man's Podcast Show, we firmly believe that you can be friends with people that you don't agree with on social issues, political issues, religious issues. We believe that you can still be friends with those people. You know, I am. I'm living proof of it. I got friends of mine that I don't agree with on all kinds of stuff, but we're still friends. We're good friends, you know. And I was thinking about that, and I saw Ralph says, "How many times have you been pulled over?" I haven't been pulled over that much either in all my years of driving. But I saw this thing, and Russ mentioned it. I believe it was Friday, Russ, you mentioned it, about Lizzo playing that crystal flute from the Madison presidential era.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe the flack that this woman is taking over playing that flute. I mean, it's like, come on, people, get over yourselves. I mean, she's a flautist. She obviously can play the flute. And I swear, I mean, am I in agreement with her, what she stands for, that and this and that? No, I'm not. But you know what? But I can appreciate a talented musician playing a historic piece of an instrument like that crystal flute. I can appreciate that, and I can appreciate how well she played it. I mean, she didn't treat that instrument, you know, in a bad way. She respected it and she played it well. And come on, people, you know, things are never going to change until we change ourselves. I mean, come on, you know, like the Michael Jackson song, you know, change begins with us. Look in the mirror. Look at the man in the mirror. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, just appreciate what things were. And she actually played it. She actually played a flute, the flute twice. She played a copy of the one. And then she played the actual real crystal flute. And it was awesome. It was awesome. She did a good job. And that flute sounded absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. So, yeah, I mean, let's try to be a little bit more tolerant of people. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, you expect people to be tolerant of you. Well, you be tolerant of other people. I mean, right? Hey, right? Can I get an amen there? I mean, come on, people. That's all I got to say about
amen.
You know, that's all I got to say. Yeah, exactly. Yes. The angels sang there for a minute. But yeah, you're right. She's the only one to play that. And the thing is she gave a little history about it. I mean, she gave a little history about it. I did not know that while James Madison was president, that's when the White House caught on fire and was burnt to the ground. So it must have been around 1812. I don't know. But yeah, there's only two things they pulled up. Yeah, the only two things they pulled out of the White House that was burning down to the ground was that portrait of George Washington and that flute. It was the only things that survived. So, I mean, good for you, Lizzie. Lizzo.
It ain't like when Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's dress and ripped it. It'd been a lot worse.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe didn't have a booty like that. Oof.
Yeah. They were trying to stuff too much trunk in that dress.
Yeah, too much junk in the trunk.
You know, and that's not her fault. That's the fault of the people that had that dress. I mean, come on, you know, you couldn't say, you know, we appreciate that you want to try to wear this, but Ms. Kardashian, you're just a little bit bigger girl than Marilyn Monroe was. I don't think it's going to fit. You know, come on. You know, they need people to just be honest. Just be honest with things, you know. No, that ain't going to fit. We ain't putting it on you. This dress is worth too much money. Yeah. She'd have understood. I'm sure she would have understood, you know. Yeah, I've always thought that about people that that run around that are really wealthy, like athletes, actors. Like I first started thinking about this, like with Tiger Woods. Okay, here's Tiger Woods. Back when Tiger Woods was, you know, he was out, you know, messing around, you know, cheating on his wife, you know, just doing bad things. You know, here's this guy. He's got all this money, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, Tiger, you couldn't pay someone $100,000 a year, put him on salary, put him on staff, and have his whole job is just to follow you around and go, no, Tiger, no, you don't want to do that. No, you're going to ruin your career. It's going to cause a lot of problems. It's negative. No, you can't do that. And have a clause where he can't be fired. You know, he's just a guy that follows around, you know. I mean, really. I mean, pay some.
He actually has he actually has a problem. He's a sex addict.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can't have someone follow you around and, you know, someone, you know, to just say, no, don't do that. That's what's wrong with these guys. They surround themselves with yes men. And that's why they get themselves in trouble. That's why these actors and actresses and athletes, they get themselves in trouble. Because they're surrounded by yes men. Hire the old man to be the no guy. I'll be known as the no man. You know. All right, I'm going to go out on the town tonight. Where's my no man? There I am. You know, right here with you, buddy. you know.
What about the neutral man that just says, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but the neutral guy will let you get in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
But the exactly. No man won't, you know. He'll say, no. Yeah. Right. I just think that stuff's funny. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. Yeah, okay. So anyway.
Speaking of athletes, today is the anniversary of O.J. Simpson's acquittal. I know you remember that's one of the first big trials that was televised. And I remember that when I just first moved to New Orleans, and I won't tell you where I worked. Shh, Hooters. Don't tell nobody. Anyway, yeah, well, I mean, what a trial that was, huh?
Hey, what year was that?
That was 1990. Oh, the murder was in 1994, and it was October 3rd. He was acquitted. Oh God, how many years after?
20. Well, that's been 27 years, but the murder was 28 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. My question was, what I was getting at is, there's a lot of people alive today that have no idea what that was all about. None.
Right. Like, who's O.J. Simpson?
Who's O.J. Simpson? Well, what are you talking about? What trial?
The millennials.
Well, O.J. used to be an actor and a football player, but then came the murder of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. And he basically, became infamous almost overnight because the media was just covering his case just 24/7 because apparently they had nothing better to cover. And I think the reason why, people are familiar with it to this day is that, I think the media relished in having an audience that just absolutely ate it up.
Oh yeah.
Because
the trial of the century, became their soap opera.
Exactly. And it's also a lot of money to those network news channels because you get that advertising spot in between this trial that everyone is watching. It's big bucks. So sure tragedy, they profit on tragedy. Yeah. And let me say one thing. Uh-huh. A lot of people vilified and immediately thought he did it. And he still to this day, everyone thinks he did it. But it hit personal with me because I was living in Miami at the time and I was a bartender back then. And we all used to go to this late night bar called Casey's Nickelodeon. And it didn't even open or start big till like 1 a.m. Well, O.J. Simpson was a regular in there and was very good friends with Casey. Anyway, and I've seen him, O.J. Simpson, and they're doing things he shouldn't be doing, like white substances on the bar. Yep, with my own eyes. And anyway, 1 week later, Casey, who owned the bar, O.J.'s good friend, was shot with two women, execution style. He was a major drug dealer. And see, the rumor is that Faye Resnick, who is on Beverly Hills Housewives, and Nicole Brown stole a key of cocaine from Casey, and who was in bed with the cartel. And so actually, it was in retaliation for the theft of the key. So I really don't think that I think they set OJ up because Casey didn't pay. He got shot by the cartel and it was related to the OJ Simpson trial. So, right. Yeah, he did write a book.
And there's the Old Man's Podcast True Crime segment.
Well, I know the thing about the OJ Simpson trial or any other high profile case. The thing that the media loves about it is they are unpredictable, entertaining, dynamic, and absolutely ratings gold. And I think if that's echoing Megyn Kelly had said about how CNN covered the Trump rallies, and when she was at Fox, she refused to cover those, but she still one, the writings without them, because, you know, I think for people to want to cover a case like OJ's, like 24/7, I mean, because we know that they know they wouldn't do it for other cases, and it really wouldn't be fair if she was on back then covering the OJ Simpson trial and she wasn't going to do it for anybody else.
Right.
Well, I got to say, and, you know, we're skirting along the lines of the non-confrontational conversations, but this is history. This is history. But I will say
rare and monumental occasions.
Yeah, I will say this. Yeah. I don't believe he did it. I don't. I mean, I watched all the trial. I listened to the evidence and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe he did it. But I do have my theory. I do have my theory why he, you know, why he put himself out there to take all the heat for it. And that's because his older son did. That's why the partial DNA match. I think he was covering for his son. I think his son did it. His son went crazy. He killed him. And OJ knew he did because his son came to him and said, I did this. And he goes, all right, listen, you get out of here. I'll take care of this. And he took care of it. He went to bat and took the heat for his son because he knew he would eventually be found. He would be acquitted of the crime. But I think that answers why the partial DNA and all that stuff are there, is because it was his OJ's son. Yeah.
That's very, very good theory. Very possible. Yeah, good thank possibility.
You. Thank you.
One thing that I have for you, it's just a couple minutes long. I heard it was really hard for them to pick the jurors for his trial. So I got a little SNL little thing about it. And while they're picking the jury, take a listen.
Is it clean? Is it clean, Shannon?
It's clean. It's clean.
All right.
Wasn't easy, but after a three-month search and thousands of interviews, we were finally able to select 12 unbiased jurors. These men and women have no knowledge of O.J. Simpson or the past events of his life.
Your Honor, I find that hard to believe. I'd like to question these potential jurors one last time.
Very well.
That would be hard to believe.
Juror number one, how is it possible that you've never heard of O.J. Simpson? Well, as I explained, I just awoke from a 22-year coma and was
directly. Oh my goodness!
To this courthouse. Very well.
Drift directly from the hospital to the courthouse.
I can see my family after the trial. Juror number two, please state your name.
I can't remember. They told me I was in an accident.
Do you remember anything?
Yeah, I remember thinking, "Hey, it's hot out here. I better take off this hard hat to cool off." And then there was a whooshing sound, like a box of wrenches falling through the air. Then blackness. And when I woke up, I was in this jury box.
So you have no knowledge of O.J. Simpson.
Oh my God. Am I O.J. Simpson? Am I that horrible murderer?
Your Honor.
Juror number two, you're dismissed.
Seriously, though, am I?
No. Juror number three, it says here that you were locked inside a bomb shelter from 1967 until this morning.
That's correct.
Great. Now, have you ever heard of O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson? Wait. Yes, isn't he that running back from USC who won the Heisman Trophy?
He sure is.
And he murdered that lady, right?
Come on! You were in a bomb shelter.
Yeah, but he's O.J.
Yeah, but he's O.J.
Juror number four. Your Honor,
perhaps I can explain. My name is Professor Davenport, and I just discovered this woman in the Arctic tundra. She was raised by wolves and has no knowledge of human language or culture.
Excellent. Wait, what does that barking mean?
It means she smells a murderer.
Oh, gosh.
Number five, where are you from originally?
Sorbanus. It's a gaseous planet near the Hexadrone galaxy.
Have you ever visited Earth
before? An alien.
No.
20 minutes ago, you landed on the steps of this courthouse, and you entered the building without speaking to anyone. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, out of curiosity, why did you come to Earth?
I was sent here to stop O.J. Simpson from murdering those people. I'm not too late, am I?
I'm not too late, am I?
You did it like 10 years ago. Hey, I thought you were stranded on a desert island.
I was, but this book washed up on shore.
Hey, man.
I did it.
Don't you mean if I did it?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, counselors, we're adjourned. We'll try this again tomorrow.
That is funny. That is so funny. Yeah, I always thought of that too. I mean, how are you going to get a juror of impartial people? I mean, I kind of worry about, I wonder about that on really on any kind of trial, you know. I, for one, would never want to stand in front of a jury supposedly of my peers. Because if you look at the jury box, are they of your peers? Yeah. Chances are no.
Well, and I think one of the weaknesses of our judicial system is the selection of incompetent juries, and I think that is an issue that needs to be addressed. But that would probably have to be a topic for another show or somebody else's show.
Well, you know, there would be there is a real good movie out there, and it was I don't remember the year it was made, and maybe you know, Eric, but 12 Angry Men. That's a good movie. Talking yes. about jurors, 12 Angry Men. I've seen the original and then I saw the remake. I like the original better.
Yeah, Jack Lemmon.
I think.
Black and White.
Yeah, Jack Lemmon is in there. Yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah, you need to see that mm-hmm. movie. Watch that movie. It's a really powerful movie about a jury that has sat through the case. You don't see him sit through the case. You see him in the deliberation room, and now they're going to determine if the guy's guilty or not. And this is a good, powerful movie. I'm telling you what. Yeah, you need to check it out. That, 12 Angry Men. That's a good movie. Yeah. Speaking of good movies, or if they are good, has anybody seen or is anybody going to see that new Hocus Pocus movie?
I hear it's pretty good, actually. But no, I'll wait till it comes on Netflix.
Yeah, you're like me. Wait till I can see it for free on TV. I'm not going to see it. I don't really pay too much attention to what critics say about movies, because I have found usually when a critic says the movie's terrible and it's bad, I usually like it, you know. And when they say this movie's top, you know, this is the best movie ever made, I watch it and I go, it's a movie, you know. So, yeah, well, but no, I haven't.
My wife and kids watched it. They really liked it. It's on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. Gaia says her son, my son tried to get me to watch it, but but we fell asleep. Now there's a mom. There's a mom right there. Yeah. Yeah. Underground Shuffle. I seen it. Too modern, but the Sanders sisters are still amazing. Okay. No, I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I have to check it out. I tell you the truth, I never even saw the first one. I never saw the first one. So there you go. I don't know. Mm-mm-mm. So there you go. All right. So that's the show for today, folks. We're going to run about 30 minutes. We're out here. I'm just kidding. Hey,
I love the month of October. The month of October, it's scary movie month, so that's what I watch. Nothing but a bunch of scary movies, and they usually kind of do a countdown from the worst to the best. So that's my genre that I love. So that's doing in my free time.
I like October too. I like it. I like the Halloween season. I did a little promo thing for Halloween. I mean, for our show for October. And I'm thinking I need to, cause when you post stuff on Instagram, you got to have a picture or something. And I'm thinking, I see, do I have a Halloween picture? Do I have a Halloween picture? And I'm looking, I go, Shannon's picture. So I used your picture for the Halloween picture, Shannon. I love that picture.
That's,
I
mean, fine. It's Halloween Day of the Dead, so that's, yeah, it's quite perfect. Quite all right with me.
Yeah. That's a great picture. But no, I like it. And so, you know, I mean, so are people into costume parties anymore? I mean, do people do costume parties? I don't recall ever going to a costume party. Maybe because nobody liked me and they never invited me. I don't know. But I've never been to a costume party. I heard at one time that the little kids, parents were having costume parties at their homes instead of having their kids go trick-or-treating. And that made kind of sense to me. You know, you gather all the neighborhoods, kids together. You can decorate your yard. I put a little haunted house in there somewhere. Have fun with the kids. But I don't know. I've never been to a Halloween costume. Have you been to I'm sure you've been to a Halloween costume, haven't you, Shannon? I mean,
oh, absolutely. They have it here, you know, costume in New Orleans is kind of like a regular thing. So, but they have Halloween Mom's Ball, which is the Mystic Order of Misfits. And then, of course, you know, during Mardi Gras. So it's like always Halloween here. But the Mom's Ball, which my father was one of the founding members, and now it's huge. It's full of really cool doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and just whomever. So I'm actually, I think I told you this story before. So I'm kind of like royalty on the ground floor. I get tickets whenever I want. Nice. And it's really a prized party, invite only, huge party that you're invited to, but they have big bands and everyone dresses in costumes, and yeah, it's kind of not so clean, so I won't talk about it, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, but yeah, costume is a regular thing here.
Well, let's say it's probably more adult themed than anything else.
Yes, you know, you don't see kids there.
Yeah. Right, you don't see kids at that party, right?
Right.
And then too, we're having a costume contest, right, this month?
Yes, we are. Okay. I'm gonna do a TikTok in the next couple of days and put it out there. Say it's for anybody, not just Podbeaners.
Oh, so yeah, our contests, and we got a bunch coming up every month, October, November, December. Of course, we have Eric's Trivia Contest. That's a given. That's going to happen every month. And then in October, we have a costume contest. In November, we're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner dish contest. Right, Russ? Is that still in your working ear?
That is true. Well,
okay. Okay, and in December, we're having our third annual gingerbread build-off where you go and you buy you one of those gingerbread kits that's all cut out and everything. All you got to do is glue it together and decorate it up. We're having that, our third annual gingerbread house build-off in December. So, but these contests are for everybody. I mean, they're for everybody. We would love it that you're a follower of the show, but if you're not a follower of the show and you still want to enter the contest, enter the contest. And if you're out in the world, because our show is worldwide, you know, I think last month we were having downloads in 50 countries. So if you're in one of those countries and downloading, or you're in Canada, Australia, and you want to enter any of these contests, you're available. These contests are available to anybody and everybody. If you hear my voice, you're eligible to enter these contests. And we'll have more about it as the week goes on. But I wanted to make that clear to everybody that you are available. And every winner of every contest for the next 3 months, and that'll be six of you, is going to win a $50 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. And if by some chance you're listening to this podcast and you're going, what's a Glow Flow Denver? What does that mean? I would be totally shocked, because I talk about them all the time. But they are a show. They are a store, online store, and they have a physical store in the Denver area at the Flatirons Crossing Mall that sell LED fiber optics and things that light up like masks. They got these panels, these LED panels that you can program that you could promote your business on, you know, put the panel in your mirror and say, "Welcome to GloFlow Denver," you know, something like that. You could do that. And they got backpacks. They got all kinds of stuff in there. You need, they got so much stuff in there that I don't even know all the stuff they have in there anymore. But they got masks for Halloween in there. You need to go to their website, GloFlowDenver.com. Go to their website, go to their Facebook page, go to their Instagram, and look at the videos of all the stuff that they got in there. And you'll go, "Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, that's cool. Yes, I want to try to win that $50 gift certificate for that store." And then enter our contest and come on in and have fun. Yeah, like I said, you don't have to be a follower of the show, but it'd be nice if you are. Yeah, baby. Yeah, we'd love to have you as a follower to our show. Hit that follow button and keep coming down and downloading our show. Speaking of which, I don't know if I told everybody, but speaking of which, October started and we were launched in and past 94,000 downloads. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for all your support. 94,000 downloads. And we have 20 on Podbean, we have 2,300 and almost 2,340 followers. So thank you for that. And on Twitter, we are just kissing and knocking on the door of 1,600 followers on Twitter. So I want to thank everybody for all your support. You guys are the best. And thank you. We do this for you guys. We do this for you. Good times. Good times. So is there, outside of candy, is there anything, Russ, that you know of? Anything about, you know, special dinners or any special plates of food that people make for Halloween? Or is it just basically candy oriented? I was wondering about that. I mean, because
I've always just seen, I mean, candy stuff and desserts like pumpkin pie and stuff. Did you
calm down? Pumpkin pies. He's got a child going crazy. Too much sugar. Have they dipped into your Mountain Dew? Oh my gosh.
No, she hit her lip on a baby doll.
Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry. But yeah, so I mean, we have Thanksgiving. You have the big Thanksgiving spread that's going on with that. Christmas, you have the big Christmas, you know, big Christmas dinner and that. And I was wondering, I've never seen it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. A Halloween dinner, you know, things, you know, where you're having, you know, bat wings, eyeballs, intestines, you know, that kind of stuff. Zombies.
Yeah, just desserts and stuff that you can make into, like, just like you said, eyeballs and all that kind of stuff, and punch with eyeballs in it and whatever.
Kind of fun. Kind of fun. I remember seeing people do those contests, you know, where they have a bunch of kids come over to their house and they fill bowls with stuff and they blindfold the kids and they make them put their hands in there and feel all that, you know, the squishy, squishy stuff, like grape. They say this is a bowl full of eyeballs. They put their hands in there. Yeah. When we were in England, we went to Sherwood Forest. You know, Sherwood Forest, Robin Hood store, Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Forest once, and they had getting ready to have a big annual Halloween bash at Sherwood Forest. And we were there and we heard about it. We thought, well, man, that sounds really interesting. What's this all about? And they told us about it. And they go, well, can we buy a ticket? Can we buy a ticket for it? And they go, tickets aren't on sale yet. Really? And they go, tickets go on sale. We were like there on the Saturday, and they go, tickets go on sale Monday. And Grammy and I go, well, you know, we can't come back down on Monday because we live up in Doncaster. We can't come back down and buy tickets. Is there any way? Can we? And then the lady goes, look, I tell you what, you want tickets? You pay for your tickets now and we will get you. We'll get you tickets and then we'll mail them to you. So we paid for the tickets. And then lo and behold, by the end of the Sherwood Forest, Ralph, Sherwood. I don't know how you spell Sherwood. 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 Like the Robin Hood. Yeah, Robin Hood's forest, Sherwood. So anyway, about a week later, we get this envelope from them, and we open it up, And there's our tickets for this big Halloween bash that they put on down at Sherwood Forest. And our tickets were number one and number two. We thought that was awesome. We got the first two tickets of that. So anyway, you go down there and you go on a tour through the Sherwood Forest at night. And, you know, they got all those big oak trees there that when you see in scary movies, the oak trees look like creatures staring at you or, yeah, real spooky stuff. And you're being led through this forest by the White Witch. So you go to their touristy place, you know, where all the shops are, and you stand and you gather around. And you only sell so many tickets. I think they sell 600 tickets. And that's it. They don't sell 601. If you got to be 600, and you—that's it. Only amount of people allow in that park going through this trail. 600.
Right. Well, it kind of keeps the crime and from getting clustered.
Right.
Speaking of Halloween food, there are a couple of dishes other than just candy that you can make. You can make, of course, deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Make it a little spicy. Also, goulash for the ghoul inside you. Ghoul. Yeah. That's maybe a little macaroni, little hamburger meat, and some chopped tomatoes. Or how about some graveyard chicken enchiladas?
Graveyard.
Not dead inside there. Yeah, and how about some eyeball pasta? You can actually make your pasta and your meatballs and top it with like a dollop of sour cream and put a little olive inside that to make your meatballs look like an eyeball looking at you and your pasta. Kind of fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, butternut squash mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
You can make your bagels and top it with a little marinara and a little mozzarella cheese in the shape of a ghost, and kind of have, you know, a little pizza bagel there. Let me think. I'm trying to think.
So there are stuff you can do.
Yeah. And also like mummy hot dogs. You can wrap your wiener up in, croissant pastry dough and kind of make it look like a wrapped mummy. So, I mean, there are some dinners that you can have other than candy. If you're going to have a dinner party, that will work.
Fun. Yeah, that would work. That would make it fun. That would make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Did you Google that real fast?
I sure did. My fingers are quick. I won't lie.
Okay, so back to my story on Sherwood Forest. So we gather all around, and they have this mannequin dressed up like the White Witch, and it's going to fly across the courtyard on this wire. She's supposed to be coming in on her broom. And then she comes in and goes behind the building, and then an actress comes out dressed like her, you know, I'm Gwendolyn, you know, whatever. So anyway, so they started, and this mannequin, it is so cheesy. The mannequin almost falls off the broom, and everybody, it is so cheesy. So anyway, the White Witch comes around and invites everybody to follow her. Okay, stay in line. You got to stay on the path. Don't get off the path. And so they walk us through this thing, and we're probably about, you know, 3-4 people wide, but 600 people long. So, I mean, this trail is long. And as you're going along, they got people jumping out of the trees, you know, dressed like werewolves. They got vampires walking through the crowd and Renaissance peasant people walking through. You know, you want to put your hand in this bowl of maggots, you know, and you look and by golly, it's a bowl of maggots, you know. And then right with them, they got another person there with a bowl of you think is maggots, and they're throwing handfuls of what you think are maggots into the crowd on you, you know, and it's not, it's rice. They're throwing rice. They're not going to throw real maggots on the crowd. So anyway, we're going along and it's spooky. I mean, and you're encouraged to carry a flashlight, you know, so we're carrying flashlights and people are coming through the crowd scaring you, and you know, and you can hear the crowd screaming in the back. Well, you know, they would scream, you know, something's going on, and then they scream, they scare the people in front of them, who scare the people in front of him, and these screams like go through a wave on this big trail of people. You know, it's really awesome and it's fun. And this little guy comes up to Grammy and says, "Oh, ma'am, do you want to put your hand in a bowl of maggots?" And I go, she goes, "Oh, what?" I go, "You know, it's just rice. Just go ahead and do it." And right when I said that, I flashed my flashlight on the bowl. And this is when I found out that they were bowls of maggots. And it was like all maggots. And Grammy just about put her hand in there. And she goes, "Ah," you know, and then she screamed. Everybody screamed around us. And it was just a real good time. It was really spooky. It was just really spooky. And we were going along and it's dark. And the fog is rolling in. I don't know how they planned it to get the fog to come rolling in. But the fog comes rolling in and it's just spooky. It is spooky. And all of a sudden, there's this big noise off to the, like, the right of us, you know, this big bang, 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 like that. And everybody's flashlights go over there. And Grammy goes, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" And we look and it's like, "Oh, it's just a generator. It's just a generator," you know, because everybody was so jumpy by the end of it. I mean, you're just jumping out of your pants. It's just so scary in that. I don't know if Man Cave's in the chat. Man Cave, do they still have that Halloween night travel thing through Sherwood Forest down around there by Nottingham? Do you know if you even know about it? I don't know. But it was. Oh.
It's alive.
It's alive.
It's alive. You know, that's a funny movie. Young Frankenstein, right?
Young Frankenstein. Oh, yeah. I love it.
It is
At
so
last funny. I found you. I love it. He stooped him. I love Terry Garr's part in that. Oh, my gosh.
She is just as cute as a bug, too.
What
I liked is every time they mentioned that that one character's name, the horses would go, you know, they would, what was it? And who was the actress that played that part? Oh, I can't remember her name.
Madeline Kahn.
Madeline Kahn, she played a different character. The girl I'm thinking about, oh man, I can see her face. She was Hare's Fräulein something, and the horses would go crazy. I can't remember her name. I can see her face. Just a real good comedic actress. Not Madeline Kahn, but she was in it. Madeline Kahn was in it too. But it
Terry Garr was the German woman. Yeah.
No. Well, Terry Garr was the young, pretty.
Yeah.
German.
Terry Garr was the
young, pretty.
Yeah. You're right. Right.
Cloris Leachman. That's it. Thank you, Sam. I am.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Cloris Leachman. I love her. You know, I got to watch that movie. I'm telling you. And it never, ever gets old. Ever. I mean, right. Just as funny as the first time.
Man Cave says he went to that thing when he was younger that I was talking about in Nottingham, the Sherwood Forest. He went to that when he was younger. But that, yeah, if you want another fun movie to watch for Halloween, watch Mel Brooks's Young Frankenstein. That is a good movie. That is a good movie. And another good movie for Halloween.
Definitely.
And the monsters is Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That's a great movie, too.
Definitely.
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. That's a funny.
Or when they meet the mummy. Yep.
You know, the funny
Abbott
thing
Costello
is about,
meet the mummy.
Yeah, and the funny thing about Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein, it has all the original actors playing their parts. They got Bela Lugosi plays Dracula in that movie. Boris Karloff plays the Frankenstein monster in that movie, you know. So these are the people that, and I think Lon Chaney Jr. plays the Wolfman in that movie. So I mean, they have all these original actors that played the monsters in the original films do those parts. You can't go wrong watching those old monster movies from the 30s. Those were just great. Those are just great movies, you know. And
I'll tell you what, the best, they just don't make 3D like they used to. 3D, the first 3D movie I ever watched was House of Wax in black and white with Vincent Price.
Yes.
Man. And you literally had, you would duck. I mean, because you thought this thing was really coming at you. And you go to a 3D movie today and it's like, where's the 3D? And I paid an extra $10 to come see this at the IMAX. And no 3D, but boy, it used to be, though. And House of Wax 3D was, I would say, the best I've ever seen, ever.
Now, wasn't House of Wax the one that had the guy in the top hat out on the street trying to draw the crowd in, and he's got that ball on a paddle thing, pop, 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 pop. And he's hitting the ball. He's hitting the ball, and the ball's coming at you. And like you said, you're actually
And they had like a hatchet movies. Where they throw a hatchet at you, and you're like, whoa. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, those 3D movies were good. They were awesome.
I know. Why did they change 3D? How come it's not like it used to be? It seems like they would have improved it. Instead of now, it's just not as good.
No, it's not. Because I'm like you, Shannon. I'm like you. When I went to a 3D movie, I wanted to be ducking out of the way of things. And that's exactly how it was. You'd be ducking and dodging and diving, trying to not be hit by these things that are coming at you. Yeah, I don't know why they changed it. They did it all thinking they were going to improve it, but they didn't improve it. They worsened it. It's
yes, they did. Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
Maybe they'll listen to us. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Bring back the old 3D.
I want Technicolor too.
Exactly. You improved on it so much, it's terrible now. It's terrible.
You improved it right on out of there.
Yeah, you improved it so much. Yeah. But those old movies, I'm telling you, The Wolfman with Lon Chaney Jr., Frankenstein, Boris Karloff, the original Frankenstein movie, those are good. Dracula, you gotta have Bela Lugosi playing the Dracula. These other guys, you know, these other actors, they try to do Dracula, and they just, in my mind, they're just not Dracula. It's gotta be Bela Lugosi. It's just like all these James Bonds. Yeah, they're James Bonds, but they're not the, you know, they're not the Sean Connery James Bond. He's the original. He's the James Bond. Well, Bela Lugosi is the vampire. I mean, he's Dracula. So you've got to go see that.
There is a close second. Frank Langella, however you say it. I think he portrayed a really good Dracula as well.
I don't even know that name.
Yeah, he played in the remake of it back in the 70s, early 70s of the original Bela Lugosi. Mm-hmm. And then it stemmed from there, you know, a million and one, like Gary Oldman and everybody else. But Frank Langella, it's pretty dang good. It was the early 70s. You should check him out. I know you've seen it.
I'll have to check it. No, not Nelson Mandela, Chef.
Frank Langella.
Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela as Dracula. Sorry, I just think that's funny. But no, that Gary, who'd you say? Gary Oldman?
He played in the recent one with Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves. Which was a great movie.
Yeah, that was called The Bronze Stroker's Dracula.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is a good movie. That's spooky.
Gary Oldman.
That's spooky.
Good movie. Mm-hmm.
Is it Oldman or Coleman?
Oldman.
Gary Oldman was a little short black dude.
No, I didn't say Coleman. I said Gary Oldman.
No, Ralph is
Oldman. Oldman. Oh, Gary Oldman. Coleman.
funny too.
No C.
Yeah. Yeah, the little Colby, the guy that played the.
Not Different Strokes, dude. Yeah, what are you talking about, Willis? Not him.
He would have been a great vampire. He would have made a great vampire.
Gary Oldman. He's an actor's actor. I mean, he's just did an amazing job in that movie, I thought.
Yeah, he's a good actor. I like his movies. And he doesn't shy away of doing anything. I mean, he'll do any parts, you know. Yeah. Who's this other old actor I'm thinking of that... is good. He's kind of like a Gary Oldman type character. Oh man, I can't think of his name. I can
name
see
a
his
movie. Face.
Well, he's in. He plays the his first Western he was ever in, and he always wanted to do Westerns, and he got the opportunity to do the Western with Ed Harris called Appaloosa, and he was the bad guy in that. He's a British actor. And he loved it. I saw an interview with him. He goes, I've always wanted to do an American Western, and I got this chance to do this one. So he's in Appaloosa with Ed Harris. Gosh, dang it. I don't know. But these guys are right up there with Christopher Walken. You know, I mean, they do all these different parts, and they're just good at them. They're just really good at them.
I think we need a little more cowbell on that one.
Actually, I don't have the cowbell. I don't have the cowbell.
Oh, no.
I do have this. There's your cowbell. There's your cowbell.
It's the Dollar General version of the cowbell.
That'll have to do.
Yeah. What was that, Russ?
That's the Dollar General version of the cowbell.
Yeah. That's General. Funny.
We don't want to burn everybody out on the cowbell, you know.
We keep
things going. So, Jeremy Irons. That's the guy I'm thinking about.
Yeah, he played in Dead Ringer. Oh man, yeah, I love Jeremy Irons.
Yes, he's a good actor. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jeremy Irons. He's a good actor. And that's another guy there too. That Lance Hendrickson. He's showing up and stuff. What was the first thing I ever saw him in?
The first movie he did a cameo in, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Yes. He actually didn't have it. Yeah, I love him. He used to play on The X-Files as Frank Black. Lance Anderson is an excellent, excellent actor.
Yeah, and in that movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he was just a guy. He was just a scientist guy. Just they scanned. And if you weren't watching the screen, you'd miss him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That was his first role.
I think the first movie I ever saw him in, though, was Aliens. Aliens.
Yes. Where he played the android. Yes.
Yeah. I can't hurt you. I'm programmed to protect you. I can't hurt you. Yeah, he's a good actor, and he shows up, and that's the first time he was in Appaloosa. He played a cowboy in Appaloosa, a bad, an outlaw, and I was shocked, and he did a good job in that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that other actor? Who's that actor that played in Reservoir Dogs? He was the guy that was shot on the ramp in Reservoir Dogs, but he also played that ape in the Planet of the Ape movie. What's his name?
Are you talking about not Roddy McDowall, huh? No, he wasn't in Reservoir Dogs.
No, he's in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies. He was in...
Oh, Steve Buscemi. Buscemi.
No, not him.
He's in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies, too.
Right, no, this is an older guy. No, this is a guy that was Django or whatever, the one with Jamie Foxx. He was in that.
Django and Jane.
Yeah, he was in it. No, not Christopher Waltz.
He was in National Treasure too. Is that the one you're thinking of?
I don't know about National.
He played the Freemason guy, the cop. He said somebody's got to go to jail.
I don't know. Look up Reservoir Dogs. He's in that. I'm telling.
I know who you're talking about.
Bossing Shannon around.
Let's see. Oh, boss me around, please, please. I think he was in The Piano, and I don't know why. He's one of my favorite actors, and I can't think of his name. I think it starts with an R.
I'll tell you right here. Reservoir Dogs. I got it right here. I'll tell you. Let's see. Here it is. Click. I'm clicking. Let's see. Let's go to cast. Cast and crew.
Harvey Keitel.
No, not Harvey Keitel. I almost went, yeah. Tim Roth.
Tim Roth. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't he Mr. White? Was he Mr. White or Mr. Pink? So, he was one of those two.
Oh, he's Mr. Orange.
Mr. Orange. Okay. Yeah.
But Tim Roth in that Planet of the Apes movie? Oh, my gosh. I can't remember what Planet of the Apes. Here, I'll look and see if I can tell you what Planet of the Apes movie it is. He is awesome as that ape, the bad
one
ape.
With James Franco. James Franco was in it.
He's
the newer one.
No, this is Planet of the Apes from 2001.
Well, that's the newer one. I consider newer.
that's the one Tim Burton did. And it stars Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is the guy in that one.
Okay.
Fuck him, Ronald.
But Tim Roth in that one. Oh, geez, Louise. I mean, he must have studied chimpanzees or something, because he has everything down. And I think outside of the original Planet of the Apes, I think that one with Mark Wahlberg. And not because of Mark Wahlberg, but even though Mark Wahlberg is a good actor and I like him, but that Planet of the Apes from 2001 is the second best outside, right below the original Planet of the Apes.
I like the original Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowell. I mean, that's when they didn't have special effects really. And it was all when the sets were built and the makeup was unbelievable. I mean, it just, the original, you know, Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowell, he played Caesar, and which was the head of all the apes. And you just can't recreate that. The new ones are great because the special effects are fantastic.
Right.
But there's nothing like that original. I'm sorry.
Right.
I go with the original.
It's just like the 2001 Planet of the Apes. Now that everything has progressed so much, the technology and how they make movies progress so much, that their costumes, I think their costumes in that are awesome too, you know, but you would expect it to be because of the way everything improved. But I agree with you, Shannon, that original one with Charlton Heston, that's a good movie. That is a good movie, you know. Mm-hmm. Damn you all, you know, he's at the beach and he's yelling at the statue that's there in his hand. Yeah,
the Statue of Liberty. Yep.
Take your hands off me, you dirty ape. Oh my gosh, a human talks. You know that. That's a good movie. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's kind of a good Halloween type movie, you know, with anything that's kind of scary. Hi, Ronald Brown. Good to see you. Hey, if you're new to the show and you're coming on in, hit that follow button. Give us a follow and come on back. That way you're getting notices of when we're on. Plus, you know, you can join the pod people. Join Grammy's pod people. And we're always open to having people join us. You know, good times.
Welcome, Ronald.
But, yeah, those movies. If we're ready to... Oh, you know, hey, Eric, you know what? Eric, thanks for reminding me, because I was going to forget. But I do need to do this. We're going to do a little promo, a little commercial here for Podbeams. We can all take a drink of water. I can clear my throat. And here we go. This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Shonda is working on some voiceover stuff for our podcast. And some for our podcast and for some of the stuff, some of the shows that the old man does for the WESN. And she sent me a sample of one. She goes, "Hey, will you listen to this and tell me what you think? Is the talking too loud? Blah, you know, is the music sound?" You know, she sent me a sample of it. Oh my gosh. She, if you're looking for voiceover work, get a hold of Shonda. I mean, it's almost like she flips to a, you know, a different, her voiceover voice. It sounds so good. So we're going to have some nice little voiceover stuff. I've asked her if she would do the podcast overlord thing we have for that. That'd be fun. So yeah, check out Shonda if you need some voiceover work done. Yeah. And Shannon, did you say you do voiceover stuff too?
I'm willing to try. No, I have in the past. I've done some skits and stuff where I was multiple voices and I laid the tracks. So, but I've never done anything professional, been paid for it yet. But yeah. I have done voiceover, so.
Well, for free.
I ain't going to pay.
But no, that's okay. Loyal to you. You don't have to pay me. I pay you to be on your show.
No, people don't know that.
Just kidding.
But you know what I think of that? I think that you got that real, raspy, sexy Suzanne Pleshette voice. And I was thinking I'd love to have you do you're listening to the Old Man's Blues Show on the WESN Epic Strategy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just a little sexy. I mean, hey, Russ, Ralph, you know, you guys are all the same. Shannon, Shonda, Ralph, if you're still in the show.
Ralph.
Oh, I don't see
you. Are you ready for me, Ralph?
So, I was thinking, man, it's have that little sexy voice on the WESN. You know? Instead of guys like me.
Hi, you're listening to the WESN. It's the old man. You're listening to the old man Shonda. I'm yes, and
she did. Shonda did one for the blues. Yeah, she's got a little blues clip going, and then she says, "You're listening to the old man's blues show." Oh man, I just tell you, yeah. I wish I had a voice like that. I wish I could do that kind of stuff. I'd love to do voiceovers, but whenever I get serious and I'm doing it, it's like, hello. I like to sound like Jerry Lewis. Hey, lady.
Hey, I love Jerry Lewis. Don't knock him. When everybody, all the little girls were in love with Donny Osmond, I was the weirdo and said, "Oh no, I like Jerry Lewis."
My favorite Jerry Lewis movie was The Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that when his alter ego came out. What was his name? Sonny Love or something like that.
Buddy Love.
Buddy Love. Thanks, Eric. Buddy Love. Very good. You know? That's a funny movie. That's such a great movie. I think that's the first time I ever saw Stella Stevens in a movie. Stella Stevens, because she plays Miss Purdy. Miss Purdy. Yeah, Miss Purdy.
And I also like the one where he was, it's called Way, Way Out, where he was a cosmonaut and went to I get, was it the moon? I don't know if it was the moon, where they had a space station up there and they had couples up there. They had the Russian couple and then they had him and Connie Stevens. And it was, I don't know if you remember that. It's called Way, Way Out.
No, I don't remember that movie.
Oh, great Jerry Lewis film. Great. You'd love it.
I'll just have to Google Jerry Lewis movies and go back and start watching. Because it's been so long since I've seen Jerry Lewis movies. Mm-hmm. Like I said,
Dean Martin. Yeah.
Yeah, those original Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis movies were funny too.
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. They were a good comedy team. They really were. I don't know what their I don't know what kind of issues they had, but they were funny. They were a funny comedy team. Yeah.
Definitely.
Dean Martin Lewis, yeah. I can't remember is that what they're called? Martin and Lewis? Martin Lewis.
Martin. No, he had his nighttime variety show. Remember that, where he always had a cigarette and a drink in his hand?
Yeah. Dean Martin? Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor was a good duo.
That was a good duo. I was sad that they only did as few movies as they did. But they were funny. What's that one where
Stir Crazy?
Was that the one where one was blind and one couldn't hear?
See No Evil, Hear No Evil, something like that.
Yeah, that's a funny movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Stir Crazy was really good too.
Yeah, those guys were hilarious. They made good movies. Mm-hmm. They made real good movies. Yeah, they did. Good comedy team. What other comedy teams? Of course, you got the Lou Abbott and Costello. You got those movies, and then you got Laurel and Hardy. That we're going back into the 20s now with these guys.
David Spade and Chris Farley were running together.
Oh, those guys were they were top notch funny. I mean, Chris Farley, he was like the last of the good slapstick comedy guys. I mean, he still did that stuff, getting hit in the face with stuff and tripping over stuff. And
slapstick is always funny.
They called it slapstick. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Candy and Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they were considered a comedy duo. Like, they did multiple movies, like John Belushi or Dan Aykroyd. They were the Blues Brothers. But,
they're in the first movie. Yeah.
You know that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Or like Steve Martin and Martin Short. They're considered a comedy duo.
That Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that was a sad movie to me. I mean, that was kind of sad.
John Candy's character.
You think?
He didn't have no one to love him.
Yeah. Yeah. And they took him. Yeah, and at the end of the movie, Steve Martin's character invites him over to the house, and then you find out that it's been a long time since his wife died, and he was really sad. And it's a good movie, and it does have a lot of laughs in it. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Gaia says Almost Famous was a great movie with Chris Farley in it.
Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes, yeah.
Almost Heroes?
Almost Famous. That was a totally different movie about the 70s.
About a journalist for Rolling Stone and Penny Lane. She was...
It's really based on the...
Right.
Based on The Doors?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. About the interview that Jim Morrison gave with The Doors.
I saw James. What was the movie I saw about The Doors? That's not the one with Val Kilmer in it, is it?
No, that's the one.
He put, you know, he actually sang most of all those songs. Val Kilmer did most of them himself. It is way impressive. It sounds just like him.
Really?
Yeah. Look it up.
What's that, Russ?
Kate Hudson.
She was the one that was in Almost Famous.
Huh. Yes. Great movie.
You know that kid that played Elvis Presley in this last Elvis Presley movie? He did quite a bit of the singing when Elvis was younger in that movie. He was doing the singing. When they got to the point where Elvis was older and some of the concert audio was actually Elvis Presley. But that kid did a good job. That kid did a good job. And that actor that played Elton John in the Elton John movie, I can't remember what that was called or even who that actor is. Oh, that's the actor that played in the Kingsman's movies that played Elton John. He did the song. He did the singing in that movie too, I believe.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Rocket Man. There you go, Chef.
Rocket Man. That's it. Yeah. And then Joaquin Phoenix, he did the singing. He did a lot of the singing in that movie about Johnny Cash. Joaquin Phoenix did.
Oh, yeah. And Reese Witherspoon. That, excellent movie. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But she won the Academy Award for that, actually.
Could be. Yeah. But my all-time favorite of those movies is Ray with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
He embodied Ray Ray Charles in that movie. And he did a lot of his own singing in that movie. What's that, Russ?
He looked like Ray Charles in that movie.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I think the difference between what when he did his movies and these other people, Ray Charles was alive, and Jamie Foxx spent a lot of time with Ray Charles preparing for this movie. You know, they sat down because Jamie Foxx is a musician. He does play the piano, you know, and yeah. He is a singer. So he spent a lot of time with Ray Charles working on the music and just getting to know each other really well, you know. And I think that shows in that movie because Ray Charles passed away before the movie came out. And I thought, how sad is that? You know, but he did do a good movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But who are you going to get to play Frank Sinatra? That would be a tough one, man. But that would be such a great movie. Chris hey, Pond. Jay, baby. Good to see you. That would be a good Chris movie. Pond.
That's who I'd get to play Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that's a good choice there, Russell.
Yeah, that would
that's
be.
A very good choice. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, absolutely. I like Chris Pine. And then blue eyes like he had. Yeah, they good one. You know what? I'll call Hollywood right now.
I bet you. I bet you he could even sing Frank's songs. I bet you. He's such a
I bet you he could.
He did a couple Broadway shows, so I know he can sing.
That's a good choice.
Huh. Shep
Hopefully
says,
somebody's listening.
Shep says that Ray Charles passed before the movie was released, yeah. And he wasn't going to see it anyway.
He just
sucked me into that hook, line, and sinker.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. You got me so good on it.
Just
like the other day when we were talking, we were in the chat room talking football. Yeah. Yeah, you got me good on it. Oh my gosh, you got me good. I'm gonna be out to get you back on that one, buddy.
Payback, sir. You know what?
He said, bring it, all man. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun yesterday with the Chiefs game going on. The Chiefs just manhandled the Buccaneers yesterday, man. I tell you what, it was a fun game. It was a fun game.
Oh,
yeah.
So Brady went down, huh?
Brady went down. Wow. Goes Brady. Down wow. goes Brady. Oh yeah, and the Chiefs defense. I mean, yeah, they played great. I mean, it was only a 10-point win, 41-31. That's because Brady rallied the troops there towards the end. But he couldn't rally them near enough because the Chiefs were just playing. They were on it, man. It's almost like they go, oh, well, now that everybody's healthy, let's redo that Super Bowl game, okay?
All right.
Oh, Jay, yeah, baby. Dude. She goes, wins a win.
The Panthers lost by 10, right?
But yeah.
Because the Panthers suck. And Baker Mayfield shouldn't be a quarterback in the NFL. And,
yeah,
that's why that is. Hey, but speaking of sports, October 17th, the Carolina Hurricane plays the Kraken, and if the Kraken somehow beats my Hurricanes, I will double the prize
for October's contest.
Wow! Wow! All right.
Now, that's how much I believe in the Hurricanes.
I mean, you don't have to do that, but that's nice. That'd be nice.
That's how much I believe in the Hurricanes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck. I think the Kraken are going to be upsetting some teams this year. But like I said before, I really don't care too much about the season the Kraken are going to have because it's their second year. I think they're going to have a 40-game win season. You know, I'd like to see them get as close to a 500% season as possible, as long as they beat the Avalanche 2 out of the 3 games they play. Yeah, I said it. I said it, Jay Baby. She goes, bad. Do you know, I'm going to talk to Jay Baby here for a minute. Jay Baby, do you realize the last time, I love Black Rifle Coffee. I love their dark roast coffee. I love it. But the last bag I ever got of dark roast coffee from Black Rifle Coffee was when I had it and I bet you and you won it. You won that dark roast coffee from me. I've never got another bag of dark roast coffee. They just don't send it to me anymore. And I complained to him this day. Oh, I don't complain to him. I was explaining to him. Yeah, you got the last black roast coffee I ever had. I haven't got one since. And I told him, I go, you know, you guys haven't sent me any black roast coffee. Are you mad at me? What? You know, what's going on? And they wrote back, no, we're not mad at you. We're surprised that you haven't got any. And I go, well, the last time I got a bag of black roast coffee from you guys was right before the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. So I had to pinpoint a day for it. Yeah. I'll teach you to give me the option. I know. I should have just gave you a light roast. I tried to be a nice guy, though. I asked Logan what he wanted to eat, and he still hasn't answered me, so I came in there, and I'm waiting. Oh, Logan. Come on, Logan. Mom's asking you what you want to eat. Tell her pancakes. Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Tell her an old-fashioned English breakfast. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, see, if he's not feeling good, then yeah. Why do I even get light roast? Well, because I like the variety, J-Baby. I like the variety. But lately, all I've been getting is light and medium, light and medium, light and medium. Where's my dark roast? Where's my dark roast? And I could just have them send me dark roast coffee, but then I just get too used to having it, you know.
Do you feel like you drink more coffee when it's light roast?
No, I gotta say no. I don't. I go through about a half a pot of coffee when it's light roast, and even the medium roast, I'll go about a half pot. But when I have dark roast, I'll have a full pot of coffee drink of that stuff by the time the show starts to end. Yeah, I can go through that. Creamer? I don't put creamer in my coffee. How dare you? How dare you, Jaden? Gaia says chai tea. As a matter of fact, I was on a chai tea. Okay. Be safe. Go to your doctor's appointment. I hope you get a good report back, and we will talk at you later. Check out.
Bye, baby.
Gaia says chai tea. You know, there was a time when that's all I was drinking was chai tea. I'd go to Brewed Awakening, which is what, one of the little coffee things here, Brewed Awakening. And I'd order me a chai tea latte, a chai tea, soy latte, extra chai, hot chai tea. I don't remember now. It's been so long since I ordered it. But it was one of those.
I love chai tea.
Yeah, chai tea's good. Made me feel like a hoity-toity saying all that fancy stuff, you know.
When you get the real stuff, if you go to like an Indian restaurant, mm-hmm. to where they actually use the different spices and not just like a mix, and it's really good.
Chai tea is good. Chai tea is on.
It's a mood enhancer as well. So it has medicinal values to it.
I think most of that stuff does in its natural form. In its natural form, most of it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like coffee, you know, they have coffee enemas now. So, ooh, oh joy.
I was just getting ready to take a sip of Black Rifle coffee, and you said that. I just about spit coffee all over the place. I'm glad. That was too tough. Yeah.
That brings a whole new meaning to waking up, don't it?
Yes, it does. Oh my gosh, my gosh. See, you are an excellent substitute teacher, Shannon.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, you did a good job. Good job. For people that are wondering, Shonda is out on special assignment, and hopefully she will be back and ready to go next Monday. Or, you know, she might just pop in during the week on a show, but she's out there doing special assignment stuff. Special assignment. I can't make that noise. I wanted to do the special assignment beeping noise. Whatever. I can't do it. Let's see here. Yeah, I can do that. There you go. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. My gosh. What a great day, though. What a great day for October 3rd. This is our first full week of October. We got 4 weeks of October coming up. Then we slide into November. Don't forget, we got Eric's trivia contest is coming up here real quick. Eric, next you want to tell us about your contest coming up?
Well, the October one will begin next Friday, October 14th, and we'll run through the following Friday, when on the 21st, we'll announce the answer and the lucky winner. And when I read the question on next Friday's show, you will have until the following Thursday, I believe that would be the 20th, and at midnight Eastern time, 9 p.m. Pacific, to submit your answers via email to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com. And the correct entries will be eligible to take part in a drawing, and whoever's name is drawn, you know, will win a $50 gift card to GloFlow Denver.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And what contest did you say you were going to double up if the Kraken beat the Hurricanes, Russ?
Halloween contest. The Halloween contest.
The costume one?
The game is the 17th of October.
The game is the 17th. Okay. All right. All right. All right. And then, Shannon, you're going to get with the Only Crazy Lady, and you're going to give us more details on that costume contest, I'm sure, later this week, correct?
Absolutely. Send in your picks to me at shannonlynnjordan@icloud.com. And, you know, do it up. It's not just for Podbeaners, not for podcasters or Podbeaners. Tell your friends, family, whomever. And just send them at shannonlynnjordan@icloud.com.
Yes.
I can pull out my little evil laugh this month. I love it.
Yes, yes. And this is October, so expect a lot of that stuff going on, people. Yeah. I was going to do that. I was going to do that. I was going to line up some sound clips for me too. But I got so I got so involved in listening to that old style hey Solo, good to see you. I got so wrapped up in that old Motown music that Ralph was playing, I didn't do anything. I got to stop listening to Ralph in the morning, because I sit here and I listen to him and I don't do anything for my own show. It's like,
he does have a great show. Yeah. I love his show.
Yeah. Bad old Definitely. Man. Bad old man.
That's all right. We got your back on.
Solo, you found me. I'm here. Come on back. Come on in, buddy. We're here 7 a.m. Pacific time every morning, Monday through Friday. You know you're welcome to come in here, Solo. Come on in, man. Great times. Good times. Well, listen, I think we need to wrap this up. We need to wrap this up and, get our days going, or get our lunch times. It's lunchtime to some people coming up. And, we just want to appreciate it. We do appreciate everybody tuning in. Hit those follow buttons. Peter, welcome, you're coming in right at the end. Hit that follow button for us and come on back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We're here Monday through Friday. We're anti-anger, anti-hate. Grab a cup of coffee and let's chit-chat about anything interesting and non-confrontational. We're a family-friendly, safe-for-work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step, and get you out the door feeling good about yourself and feeling good about life. Yeah. Well, you need to set, Solo says, I've checked your live show, but it's always finished when I come. Oh, well, you need to come Welcome in a little early. Come in a half hour earlier than what you do. Oh, and that reminds me, we got this time change coming up. I don't know when that is.
November,
where here for me, the Pacific Northwest and that, if you're on day, we're going to fall back an hour. So that's going to mess up some of you people throughout the world on listening to our podcast, because that's going to change, because where I will still be 7 a.m. Pacific time, it's going to be an hour later for you guys. I don't know how that works out, but we'll be talking about it so you don't miss any of our episodes and check us out. Because, you know, you can always go to our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com, and listen to our shows. Listen to any of them. We got a bunch of shows there you can listen to, and you can catch the replay of this one at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. All right, Russ, we're going to get out of here. Is there anything final you want to say to everybody?
Moon pies and Mountain Dew, man.
Moon pies and Mountain Dew? Yeah. There you go. And yeah, D-Mac, thanks for telling Solo. Follow us and you'll get a notice when you're live. Shannon, our substitute teacher for the day. Thank you very much for filling in.
And your homework for today is do unto others you have them do unto you. And until next time, entertain your own dang self.
There you go. Uh-huh. And we just want to appreciate everybody coming in and thanking everybody. Eric, I'm going to turn this all over to you, buddy.
Well, I know Russ will be back tomorrow and Shannon on Wednesday, but of course, coming up on Podbean Live, be on lookout for Milk Dog and be on lookout for, Chrissy and, of course, Slightly Serious in prime time this evening.
Are you there, Eric? We lost you. We lost Eric. He is not with us. Oh, man, we lost Eric. He has a list of podcasts that he goes through and lets everybody know. The Slightly Serious podcast.
You got the Beans and Weenie show on Fridays.
Go ahead,
are you back? You got the Beans and Weenie show on Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays with Club Cove Blue. They may have switched to Friday. I don't know. You have Doomsday podcast at 10 p.m. on Monday nights. All the rest.
Yeah. There's a ton of podcasts out there on prime time. Oh, that's okay. Go ahead, Eric. Take it.
Well, I think the Doomsday podcast may be making a scheduling change on Mondays from like the 10 p.m. Eastern time to possibly 6 p.m. Eastern, unless he decides to go back to doing Sunday episodes after Big Daddy L's show. But hopefully the Beans and Weenie show might be on this evening, but unless their schedule is subject to change without notice, but Slightly Serious, he should be on 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. But on the 17th, we'll be welcoming back the gentlemen from the Freethink Institute. And if Sarge is doing a show this week, be on lookout for the Gray Areas podcast. And hopefully our friends like It's Like Radio 2 Alpha and the Potluck podcast will be back Wednesday after having to take hiatus last week. But we'll definitely be back tomorrow along with Ralph and others.
Yes, and don't forget, keep an eye out for the Underground Shuffle podcast. Stewie Griffin podcast on Sundays. Opinionated Lushes on Thursday nights, I believe they are. Check them out. Follow them on YouTube. Amber May podcast. The Gaia Connection podcast. Check them out. Holy Shift podcast. Band Life Pantry podcast. And again, listen to Russ tonight on the Outside of Normal podcast.
Yes.
Laguna Knot Media. Media Holdings. Yeah. Good times.
Every night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Every night. Plus, he's got special shows that he does, too. And we'll have him tell us more about that stuff tomorrow, because he will be our chief navigator tomorrow. And course, Shannon, you're still allowed to come on, and so is Shonda. You know, you guys want to pop in, put your head in, and see what's going on in the deck crew. You can, the deck line. Mm-hmm. Like that. Check it out.
A little bit of the old in and out.
Yeah. What was that, Russ? Yeah, come on in and hang out. Hey, thanks, everybody. We will catch you on the replay at 11 a.m. on WESN, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time for the Old Man's Podcast Show. Hit those follow buttons. Keep downloading, and we will see you later, Gators.
Later, Gator.